Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very, very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Humble, at your service. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Matt Cartwright back on the show. Matthew is one of the resident attorneys in our Brain Trust. He's a partner with Munley and Cartwright, and he joins us on a regular basis to help you and me keep our backsides out of trouble in the marketplace. Matt Cartwright, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Matt, I've been doing a lot of work for many years, over more than a decade. I've been encouraging small business owners to build strategic alliances, which includes a lot of different. That definition is pretty broad, but primarily what it means is, if you need to perform a project, go for a bid on a project, complete a project, whatever, and you don't have the capability that's needed to do everything. Instead of turning away from that opportunity, find another company to bring in as a full partner on that project, as a vendor, as a contractor, whatever, and have them do a piece of that work. So I encourage small business owners to do that, but I also point out that there are legal issues. There are legal things that you have to pay attention to, legal T's and I's that have to be crossed and dotted. And I'd like for you to talk to us about some of those right now.
Well, sure. I think it's a good topic because a lot of small business owners start from the understanding that when you use an independent contractor instead of your own employee, the liabilities are different. They're much more curtailed. And as a general rule, that's true. You are not liable for the missteps of an independent contractor, where you would be vicariously liable for the missteps of your employee acting in the course or scope of his or her employment. But the problem is people take that too far. They don't realize there are circumstances where an independent contractor can create liability for you, even though he or she is not your employee. So, for example, the most common way is let's step back a second. People think, well, I have a contract. Right there in the contract, it says independent contractor, and it may even say you are not liable for the acts of the independent contractor.
Mutual indemnification, right? It's in the indemnification clause.
And you may even have a provision that he or she is required to buy their own liability insurance, mm-hmm. and that's fine too. But does that mean you could never be liable for their negligence? No, there are situations where you could be liable, and it basically comes into two categories. Number one, where you have control over the way they do their work.
Right.
And number two, where you hire somebody with a record that's so terrible, it's so bad, it should be a red flag to you that this is a dangerous person to hire, even as an independent contractor, and I'm putting the public at risk.
So if I bring in your crew and manage them on the job, even though they're your crew, they're your craftsmen, you know, they know stuff that I don't, they know how to do stuff that your company knows how to do stuff that my company doesn't, but they're under my management and I tell them to go do certain things and there's a problem, then that connects me to the liability. Or if it was a reasonable person could determine that these people have a bad performance record and they're trouble, and I don't check on that, or I don't make sure that I don't do the proper amount of due diligence, that's another way of connecting me to the liability.
Well, that's right. And the first way, you know, how much control you have over the way the person does his or her work you know, the methods that they use. That's, of course, that's really a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the one end, you just say, well, I want you to put a new fence in my backyard. End of story. And the only things that you control are how much it costs, when they're going to be done, whether it's steel or chicken wire.
They're your specifications, but they deliver the work.
Good
points to pay attention to, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about some other examples and some other ways, and also how to tie this up so that you can get the job done. It doesn't become too cumbersome putting the two groups together, the two organizations together, yours and the contractors, but it still protects you from a liability standpoint. We'll do that right after these messages with our good friend Matt Cartwright. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.